Today, the place is almost a ghost town. But over a century ago, it was one of the busiest and most important cities in the nation. We go there on today's American Countryside, brought to you by Cargill, who for 150 years has been working side-by-side with farmers and the ag community. Cargill thanks you for being a part of that success and looks forward to the next 150 years. Learn more at CargillAg.com. We hope you enjoy hearing the American Countryside right here every day. But when you're on the go, you can now hear our programs on My Farm Radio. It's a new app where you can hear the American Countryside and much more. Don't forget, you can always catch past programs and see our American Countryside television features at AmericanCountryside.com. So take time to download the free My Farm Radio app and enjoy some of our extra content at AmericanCountryside.com. Both are great ways to connect with our show as you travel the countryside.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
The place is Harpers Ferry, West Virginia, a town all but non-existent today, but a town very much existent in the history of this nation.
Prior to the Civil War, Harpers Ferry was a town of about 3,000 people, a lot of water-powered industries, and of course really the building block of the town's economy was the Harpers Ferry Armory, the gun factory.
The arsenal was established in 1801 and could turn out more than 10,000 muskets every year. Creighton Waters is a native of this place and a local ranger. He says it was the factory that made this a giant town on the frontier. It was also the factory that would turn this place into a ghost town.
What was once a thriving industrial community is really left in shambles by war's end. The armory was definitely a target here right off the bat and really put us right in the crosshairs of both Union and Confederate forces on the eve of Civil War.
Remember that although today this is Harpers Ferry, West Virginia, back then it was just Harpers Ferry, Virginia. West Virginia wasn't created until 1863.
Virginia claims it's now part of the South. The federal government still has a claim to it. It was initially supposed to be a federal armory. So that put us in a quandary here right on the eve of war in April of 61.
Harpers Ferry literally went from being a center of it all to the middle of nowhere. Its population dwindled to just 300 by war's end. However, what this town is most noted for is John Brown's raid, an ambush in 1859 that would help spark the Civil War. Creighton tells that story next time as we travel the countryside in Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. I'm Andrew McCray.